Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. I put on my jacket late, so I hope it's okay. Glory be to God. Sam, it's okay, it's here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your wife told some elders that you won't be around this weekend. Yeah, but what happened? You know, Sam is okay, the farmer. Yeah, he's an engineer and a farmer also, like Andrew, engineer, farmer. So the rains have begun, so he was supposed to go to his farm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, Bob, I think, is a full-time farmer because he's never here. Yeah, Bob. Hallelujah. Bob is a what? Joanne's OB. So, Bob, where have you been? Long story. Farming. Aha. The wife has said he has been doing what? Farming. But good to see you. Glory be to God. Yes. Judith, have you begun farming? Yeah. By the way, there's money in what? Farming, yeah, but you should go into it if you can handle. Hallelujah. There are a lot of what? Issues, isn't it? Mr. Barlow, are you also a farmer? Yes, I know you do fish. Coffee, no? Okay. Home farming? Urban. You know you can grow greens in your what? You don't have to buy greens in the market. You can do them what? All that space you waste with flowers. Those pots. You can what? Put in more meaningful things. Glory be to God for your health. Hallelujah. Sam, you tell them. Hallelujah. But it's the truth, isn't it? All those pots you can plant in Nakati, Buga. There's something else, I think it's called that. Or there's another one. Skuma week, spinach, in those pots. And you won't have to waste money anymore. Yes, all those things. Glory be to God. Mkwanza, have you heard? Hallelujah. Yeah, but good to see you. My wife returned last evening. So I didn't think we should be here because, you know, those getting jet lagged and what. But we thank God she's here and she made it safely. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. We thank God that Philip, you stand up and they see you. Most people in this church don't know your name. That gentleman is called Philip. Hallelujah. And he has joined our worship team. From what I heard, I think from Brian, he's, what word did you use? There's a word they use in soccer in Uganda. Like, what's the word they use? Or your but there's another word. Senior. Hallelujah. Senior, so we are glad to have him in our team. When I see someone new, like in the church, I first go slow on them until I learn a few things about them and where they fall concerning Mbonye and what? Lubega. Very important in this generation. Okay, where a preacher or where, you know, someone who wants to stand here to say whatever they want to say. I want to know where they stand on those two what? On those two false prophets. Okay? But the first day I encountered him, all the what? The book says, well, what? You remember I think I've told you before. I think twice, okay, back in the day, God revealed to me that Mbonye fell beyond repentance. And I have some people who have never what? Believed me. And that's okay, okay? But me, when I deal with Mbonye, I don't deal with him as a Christian who needs to be, you know, straightened. I deal with him as a once upon a time Christian who went, fell, and according to Hebrews 6, he can never come back. So, my prayer is not for Mbonye to style up. My prayer is for all those who are around him to run away before it is too late. Because Mbonye's agenda is, I am not going alone. You understand? Now, when he came, you came here in January or Feb? January, okay? I saw him after the service, we talked. And then I think I met him again during the week. Then I told him what I've told you, that God revealed to me about Mbonye, and I quoted Hebrews 6. Okay? Then he told me that he had had a week. That week? He had had a week, 2 weeks earlier, when he was talking with Mbonye. Okay? You come and narrate the what? Like, I know it, but, you know, I want you to say it well. Okay? And unknowing to him, no, actually, he's the one who first told me that dream. Little did he know that he had spoken to someone who was what? Or confirming what he had dreamt.
All right, praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. Like Pastor said, I kind of are slow with different, you know, all of these newcomers. Okay, people that keep coming up and man of God and all of that. But years ago, actually, I had a company on Equatorial. The dream only.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me not talk about. So in the dream, I'm walking. I've been invited to Mbonye's church or something like that, and then I'm there, and I tell him, it's as if we are having an interaction. I tell him that you have fallen. Mbonye was he was very calm and collected, like he was speaking well. And actually, let me just keep on the dream. He was speaking very, very well. And he said, but what if I'm just mistaken? That was the word. What if I'm just mistaken? What if I'm just... What if, you know, that lost sheep that the good shepherd goes and seeks out? What if I'm that lost sheep and, you know, there's going to come a time when God is going to come and pick me? And then I told him, no, but the Bible says nobody that has tested of the good gift of the Spirit and has tested of the powers of the age to come, should he fall away, it is impossible for them to come back again to repentance, because they crucify God for Christ again. So it is very, very impossible. So when I said that, before he was calm, he was, you know, cordial and giving, he became like a beast. He shouted at me. The before and after that verse was a different person. And I woke up in fear, sweating, like ngomzimo gwade kugoba. He was no longer a human being at that point. So it was from that verse that he transitioned from a calm little pet into something else.
Okay. So this is a scripture that he quoted in a dream, Utumbonye. He said that it is impossible for those who are once enlightened, okay, so they had the gospel, and have tested the heavenly gift The heavenly gift is Jesus. Okay? By the way, this is interesting. The book I have here is of Kenneth Hagin. It is called I Believe in Visions. Okay? And once upon a time, Jesus appeared to him live and taught him the meaning of that scripture. Hallelujah. So he told him that when you are enlightened, it means you have heard the word of God, the light. When you have tasted the heavenly gift, you have received Jesus, because it's a gift that came down from heaven. Then he told him, partakers of the Holy Ghost. He told him that means you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? And most probably you even spoke in tongues as evidence that you are filled with the Holy Ghost. Then you have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. You have known that the word of God is true. The word of God works. Okay? Jesus live teaching Kenneth Hagin, who told him that the powers of the age to come are the spiritual gifts. You understand? Here, you just see a vision, you know, once in a while. But where we are going in the age to come, okay, there won't be a need of what? You will be seeing angels all around you. Glory be to God. So he told him, spiritual gifts are the powers of the age to come. So he says, if someone qualifies on all those things, they heard the word of God, they got born again, they got filled with the Holy Ghost, they tested and realized that the word of God works, the word of God is true. Okay? They operated in the gifts of the Spirit. If they fall away, it is impossible to renew them again and towards repentance. Okay? Not if they sin. Okay? But if they fall away, it is impossible to renew them again and what? Because they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to what? An open shame. Hallelujah. Now that's what happened to me, and that's what I always tell people. Little did I know that I would meet someone, okay, in future, who quoted the same verse to Mbonye in a dream. And when he quoted it, Mbonye turned into an animal. Like I said, like at first he was calm, like a nice chap. Eh? Okay, then when he was told that, you know, he now manifested the true him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. And so I was introducing Philip, okay? So concerning, then we talked about Rebecca. One time even brought me a guy who used to play there, one of the worship leaders in then says, now I've brought you also this one. Please pray for him. Because all those guys who leave that place, something bad happens to them. Glory be to God. And so it is a serious one. Don't play around with this Mbonye thing. Glory be to God. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Don't play around with it. His agenda is, I'm not going alone. You remember, like, back in the day, and I think it is still the case now, there are people who, when they would get HIV, they would be like, I am not going alone. So their agenda in life would be to spread it. So that's what these guys are up to now. Hallelujah. The first time God, like, this properly or clearly revealed to me that was, I had a dream and I was back in school, okay? All level, okay? So we're in the dormitory, and in there was a guy who we are with in all level, okay? You know, what's your boss's name? Masenda, huh? You know his partner, Sempevo, eh? The S on the Max. So his brother, okay, his brother, he was called Wamala. You know those guys? Wamala. So when the dormitory, and there was a graduation that was going to take place at the assembly. All right? Now I'm with Wamala in the dormitory, and I need to rush to the what? Graduation. But I felt that I can't leave Wamala alone. Why? Because Wamala had HIV in the dream. Okay? Wamala had HIV. He was so sick and he was near to die. Okay? You know, like he's going. Hallelujah. So I was with him, and then I felt so sad that I'm going to leave him, but yet I had to. Okay? Yet I had to. Okay? And then in the dream, God said, that is who? Elvis. You understand? He said that he has a terminal illness, which in our day and age, it can't be healed, you know, medically. So, and he's what? He's going. Okay, so very sorry, leave him and what? Go for the grad, okay? Then I realized why God had used my OB, Wamala. Okay? Number one, Wamala Wambi died years ago. Eh? Like 10 years ago. Okay? He died. Okay? Number two, I realized that even the name itself, Wamala, Yamala. Glory be to God. That's when I God cemented it. Earlier he had what? Revealed it to me. But from that dream, he cemented it. Hallelujah. Okay, Yamala, dead, as in, now you go your ways and what? Accomplish the will of God, my will for your life. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Then, you remember 2021? I think it was our 7th anniversary. Just after we had had that service in the studio. You remember, it was COVID time and we did the service in the studio. We recorded it and then we shared it. So after that day, in the night, I had a dream when a certain gentleman called Emmanuel, Emma, used to be Oyster Stevens in your marriage fellowship. Emma, what's her name? Any some other guy who I used to say, So in the dream, he appears to me and tells me that thank you for warning people against Mbonye. Okay? Then he tells me that because of what you did to expose him, many people, because of your testimony, many people will be delivered. No, he says that many are being delivered, okay, basically leaving him, and many more shall leave him. Glory be to God. So who thanked me? Emma, Emmanuel. And who is Emmanuel? God. Okay, Emmanuel, God be with us. So Jesus was thanking me at the, anniversary. He's like, what you did? Now that's when I also dream when a sister of mine is praying for me, okay, saying that the first phase of this ministry has ended, okay? Then she's like, I'm praying for you that you finish the second phase in a much shorter time. Hallelujah. Which phase? We finished. Glory be to God. A long time ago. Which phase what? Now, this is interesting because the reason why I brought this book, like I didn't know that I was going to come to get into these stories of Kenneth Hagin being taught what? This scripture by Jesus, okay? But very quickly, last week we talked about Jubilee and faith, isn't it? We read Yes, and I say that you cannot talk about faith and you don't talk about Abraham. Glory be to God. Jaja tata. Hallelujah. So Hebrews chapter 4, okay? Hebrews chapter 4, Mark should have put it there when I said. So the Bible says that God tells Abraham that I have made you a father of many what? Nations. And Abraham believed God, isn't it? He believed God who gives life to the dead. Hallelujah. In this context, Abraham wasn't believing God who resurrects the dead. He was believing God who gives life, okay, to a man who is clocking 100. Hallelujah. And God renews his what? Body. And is able to what? To have a child. So he believed God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they what? So what did God say exists, but it doesn't? The promise that I have made you a father of many what? You're telling a guy who even didn't have one child, and you tell him I have made you what? A father of many nations. So God was calling those things that do not exist as though they did. All right? And how was he going to fulfill that? By giving life to the dead. Giving life to dead Abraham. Now, Abraham, contrary to hope, in hope, he did what? He believed. Contrary to hope, the man was clocking 100. Hallelujah. Okay? And it was not only him who had what? Who was dead. But even his wife. The wife was clocking 90. Hallelujah. And she had been barren from when she was a teenager. Glory be to God. As in, I think there used to be a movie. Or it was just a saying. Double trouble. Was it a movie? A movie, okay? Double what? Trouble. Glory be to God. Like you get a couple, they are all broke. Yeah? Omusajja ali broke. Omukazi ali broke. Then you're like, I'm going to make you the what? The Bill Gates, the mask of your generation. In fact, not that I'm going to make you. I have made you. I have made what? Toena bitabo, no books. Didn't go to school. Michala wo. You understand? I got only Uganda. You're the Zongo Raji. Eh. But the parents tried to take her to school. No, the what? The parents tried to take the boy to school. Naye ya what? Bali bakuba miyembe. You know that saying? Those kids who you find, what? At school time, they are climbing trees to get mangoes. So they are, what? You know, yeah? Hallelujah. And so, books jam. But Bambi, the guy, later in life, he gets saved. And he loves God. Okay? Then he finds a sister, Mukanisa. Never galana. Ah, never tani kaji. Obulam. Then Mukama Nabalabikila. Haramba, grave. Mwami Serwaji. I have made you the mask of your generation. You understand? Bali just Bali ko 4 acre what? Modo. Kwe Bali mila 4 acre. Gwendi Yam 7. And go, you understand? So this is double trouble. Okay, but Abraham, so hope against hope. Abraham did what? Believed. Abraham believed. Glory be to God. Okay, Abraham did what? Believed. Where are my glasses? Oh, they are here. Hallelujah. Lydia is not here. Where's your wife? Lydia is not a farmer. She is. Hallelujah. Where is she? You see, there's some people who when anointing attendants, we have to know as sisters and brothers. Because they are regulars, you know, both of us are. Eh? Mark Namanya, farmer. And so, where's your wife? Okay. She's well. Eh? Okay. That's good. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews chapter 6, we read it last week, 13. Let's read it from Amplified. Okay. It says that, for when God made his promise to Abraham, okay, in Genesis 22. He swore by himself since he had no greater by whom to swear by. So he told him that, blessing, I'll certainly bless you. And multiplying, I'll certainly do what? Multiply you. And so it was that he, Abraham, having waited long and endured patiently, realized and obtained in the birth of Isaac as a pledge of what was to come, what God had done, what? Hallelujah. Okay? So, Abraham, okay, the promise was fulfilled and the promise to be multiplied abundantly, as in to have many descendants. Bob, okay, the promise was fulfilled. How, Bob? How? Abraham didn't see us. Abraham didn't what? The answer is here. Yeah? When he got Isaac, yeah? The Bible says the promise was fulfilled to be multiplied abundantly. Bob kati bim tabudi. Agamba Bible sinyang. Ebintu bya Katonda. Ebintu bya Katonda bizye. God is what is mysterious and works in mysterious ways. There's a saying like that. Some cannot say. But anyway, according to the scriptures, when Abraham got Isaac, according to God, the promise, and even Abraham realized that the promise has been fulfilled. Because in Isaac, the moment Isaac came, okay, Charlie, chiwede. Because now the multitude was going to come through Isaac. Okay? But then when you think about it, it means that there's no way Isaac was dying before he gets son. He wasn't dying. Standing in the one who calls that, by the way, he got married at 40. Okay? So, anyway, it just means there's nothing the devil could do about it. There are those things which God does in your life, okay, because it is your Isaac, okay? When God gives it to you, he has fulfilled something he promised you. Because it is through that thing that promise is going to be fulfilled, isn't it? And because of that, whatever the devil does, he can't do anything about that one. That Isaac. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. In the birth of Isaac as a pledge, Abraham saw the fulfillment of the promise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mrs. Mijimba was so blessed by that message that she sent me an interesting message during the what? During the week because of that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, Isaac. So through Isaac, the promise was fulfilled. Or in Isaac, the promise was fulfilled. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Now, interestingly, you cannot talk about Abraham and faith and Isaac without talking about Jesus. Because remember, God tells Abraham that in Isaac shall your seed be called. You understand? Then in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, it tells us that seed, okay, was Christ. Okay? Hallelujah. That seed was what? Was Christ. He told him, in Isaac shall your seed be called. And God was referring to Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you talk about faith and Abraham and Isaac, you cannot escape talking about what? So when you say that we are sons of Abraham, okay, we are sons of Abraham, but it is in Christ, in that seed, the seed of what? Of Abraham. Glory be to God. And that's why we find an interesting thing in Genesis 22. I talked about it once. Okay? Parallels between Isaac and Jesus. Okay? You remember, Isaac was a miracle child, isn't it? Okay? Born, his dad was 100. His mother was 90. Hallelujah. Eh? Just imagine Mr. Balonga, Baba Genda for PTA meeting. Yeah? PTA meeting. Yeah? Joan, parents seminars. Hallelujah. Ngwasangayo bugayi obakata kokuzala. Hmm? Baani ne Bob. Then man, ngaje bagaba zei man, nabo bazewa. Then everyone is looking at James. Eh? Ngabe kubobwa. Great grandfather. Okay? Katiba, no, these are the young what? Parents gave in to be able to get out of Abraham. Tebabi tegira. Tebabi kolaji. Never I know mwana wawo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought about, man, how your life can be if you got a child at 65, you know, eh? How, man, now you're going to nursery school, no dropping on one. The teachers, man, look at you like, but you see the questions in your eyes, they're just being diplomatic. Okay, but you become, man, the star of the school. Nursery school. Kuna, these are our parents, are what? 32, 24. Then for man, 70, when you do now. Make a guy call, you know. And I suspect that at a certain age, your child won't be wanting, be wanting for you to come to school, man. I got my man, that is saying what? Saying my cousin. My cousin. Eh? My brother. No, the brothers back will have died. They are they're also now 50, 52. Brother, you're here laughing, but I think can happen to you and it will happen to you because you wanted it. Okay? You pray to God for it, isn't it? He's so man for you be like, abogele. And say, what? This is my greatest joy. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen. So they were all, remember, Jesus, okay, was born by a virgin girl. Miracle child. Yes, Isaac. Okay. Then it is Isaac that was taken to be sacrificed by the father. Okay, just say God the Father, he's really the one who sacrificed his one and only begotten son. On a mountain, Moriah, the same area where Jesus was also what? Crucified. Hallelujah. So you see parallels between Jesus and Isaac. Glory be to God. For it was through Isaac that the seed was going to be called. The seed who is what? Who is? Christ. Glory be to God. So when you talk about Abraham and Isaac and faith, okay, you can't escape talking about Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus is in the story. Jesus is where? In the story. And by the way, the Bible says that figuratively, Okay? Isaac came back from the dead. Because for Abraham, he almost killed him. Why? Because he knew that God will raise him from the dead. Hallelujah. Because you see, God had said that in Isaac shall your seed be called. You understand? Meaning that, number one, Isaac can't die before he gets a son, isn't it? Or sons. But should he die, should he die before getting sons, he has to come back from the dead. Glory be to God. Ono msajja tumogerako bogezne yali amanyi mukama. You see, you can fear God. Nenga tomukiriza. Nengo mucha. When your grandmother dies, say mukama ankubye omugo. You've had people who cry like that? They were Uganda. That's how they were. They cry. Someone dies, they say mukama ankubye omugo. I don't know how the Bachiga, how they lament. They just, and mama and baba's like, begumia, gumia. Hallelujah. Amen. So, man, Abraham knew God. Abraham knew what? Remember, Mr. Barlow, no one had ever been raised from the dead at this point in recorded history. So Abraham didn't even have, thank you so much, a reference. Kugamba mbuoli, yazukila, no yazukila. So, no. You know, but he knew that if God has told me to sacrifice this boy, okay, through whom the promise is going to, you know, then it means he has to bring him back. Just reasoning. Atem kama kutia mugamba, that reasoning. Sometimes God expects you to read between the lines. He's like, Nkwesi God. You know, you have worked with me, so you know how I operate. You know me. Like, I don't have to give you all the details. You have them. You can have them by what? What you know about me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, so he's like, God, you told me, first of all, you gave life to my dead body. You know, that means that to give life to another dead what? Body. Changu. You did it before, in a sense. Hallelujah. That is why sometimes, by the way, we worry for, in fact, always, we worry for nothing. Netutula and a tree. Then our thoughts go wild. Nezigenda what? Future goes into the future, sees things which don't exist in the future. And all that you're seeing is not good things. It's trouble. It's demons, man. Or the operations in your life. You understand? No, you know. You see trouble, your life getting messed up. You know, instead of being like Abraham, and you reason according to what God has told you previously. Okay? Now, when you reason according to that, you see heaven in the future. You understand? Hallelujah. That's why it's very bad to be in unbelief and when you're idle. You understand? You don't believe God. Number two, then you get moments of what? Idleness. Then you forecast. Hallelujah. Final, you know, forecast. No gain a future. You see things which God hasn't what? Told you. But all that you're doing is simply because either you don't know God or you've just failed to what? Or reason according to the mind of the Spirit. Based on what God has told you previously. Or what he has done previously in your life. Glory be to God. Amen. Someone was telling me that something was telling me, and but let's leave it. Amen. Because if I say it, you might think I'm talking about like his life. Yet he wasn't. Okay? Yet he wasn't. Okay? But because you're going to think that, let me not tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. So please, hallelujah. Operate like especially mwe, some folks, mwe, by soke, but umhaire, who got born again in P2. You understand? Mwino okutusi ingako. Favaro kokanga chukozechi. Ngatuli bakulu. You know, when you go in Jaulo, Ngamwe about to Samoa man. You got saved in P2, but hallelujah. The way you project the future, you come back with an evil report. Say, I've looked in the future. Based on this that has happened now, the future is bleak. You're not Katife. So, Mutumaramu Aman. Glory be to God. Amen. Which people here got saved in primary? Ah, but no. Mantabat. Hallelujah. Katimwe kwese. But honestly, hallelujah. Mrs. Baloy must have gotten like 30 years ago, 40. So man, be our what? Temu. Temu forecasting. Abraham forecasted a resurrection. When God appeared to him, say, man, go sacrifice your son. He didn't forecast what? The end of his life. The end of his life. I'm going to die without a son. Elanze. Mukama onkubyo muggo. Mukama nakolachi. But that's how Baga, you see, my mom is a Mganda, so I know how they were. I grew up hearing them. Nakolachi. Whoa way. Narongo, isn't that how they cry? We're all here in Buganda, so we hear them, isn't it? Hey, you see, no. Amen? Now, brother, if you are a couple and your partner has forecasted hell, based on nothing, forecasted hell, okay? Now, for you, if you are a real prophet of God, and you forecast good for you, you don't see the hell. You look for it where. Okay? Then now for you, going out. So your partner has seen hell, he or she is downcast. Katigwali will be asked, no, twaku, why for you? Okay. Then now, guns are going to be turned on you. Because we're supposed to be in the same hell. So you look irresponsible. Before we choke to get a hell, to prepare for hell, you only move your arsenal. As in Toina Magazi, why don't you grow up? You in arsenal like all these young youth. We you know, but when there's really nothing. But by the way, you can create hell. Hell which wasn't there in your future by your projections. You start seeing it. You're creating it. And you don't stop by seeing it. You even go ahead and you speak it. You're creating it. And when it comes, it won't be God that what? Because you know, you sit when the hell comes, you're like, in fact, God who told me one time. No, he didn't. You created it. You see, the imagination is a powerful thing. You can create something in your life, isn't it? Alan, you remember those things of what? Create by your imagination. Number two, you speak that which you're imagining. And over a period of time, it comes to pass. So be careful. Be what? When you see you're beginning to forecast hell, which God hasn't told you about, go on YouTube and look for an Arsenal game. Get rid of that idol. Mark Namanya, say amen. But I'm telling you serious what? Things. One of the things right now that I think God has used so that I don't create hell is getting me into these what? Languages, things, man. Okay? And I use the Bible to learn the Lee. So, man, that idle time where you start creating rubbish. Then you start being sorrowful. You know, you began it. Me, why me? You know, why me? And what you're saying, why me, doesn't exist. It just exists in your mind. Okay, then your joy, you know, then before you know it, well, now pressure. Yeah, you know, pressure. Or oppressor, whatever. Then before you know it, you know, by the way, though, that hell that you're creating can get you to run mad. Okay, stress, eh? People have run mad. People have what? Okay? Then now your Christian think mizim. Some of this madness is not mizim. It is that stupidity that you created. And then you attributed it to God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay? A young child failed an exam, then they see their life, man, finished. Then they remember a teenager that they heard about who committed suicide. Second, since my life is what? One time, I was coming from my children's school. Then I saw a young man, okay? So I was driving. Then I saw a young man, like around Vine, when you use the other gate. So I was like, hey, let me give this young man like a lift. He was like your age. So yeah, I was like, yeah, you want a lift? Yeah, thank you. So he entered. So he began to talk. So like as we drove, we passed buildings, huge stuff that is under construction. Then this young man was like, you know, so when you look at such buildings, man, guys raising up such buildings, you just realize, man, there's no hope for us. So what does he do? He goes and drinks himself drunk and blacks out because... Okay? So you're just waking up. So the man was like, when you look at such things, man, no hope for us. So he would go, drink himself with silly, so that he blacks out and he didn't have to think about the no future. Do you understand? So I tried to encourage him, But that's what, you know, people do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. You have a future. You have a great future. Hallelujah. You have a what? A great future. Hallelujah. Every one of you in this place, you have a great future. Okay? Don't take a journey of what? Forecasting. No future. Don't go there. The moment you take one step, please recognize what you have started and stop it. Okay? Recognize the journey you've begun to take and come back to your senses. Okay, don't do that. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? Don't do that. Okay, don't do that. Okay? Number one, you won't be happy. You'll be gloomy. Number two, you might create that hell. And that hell might come to pass. Okay? Then when it comes to pass, you say, in fact, God told me about it whatever years ago. He didn't. You created it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Glory is one of the few people in this church who listens to me. But I think she's soon going to stop. Because she's like, oh, that was serious. No, yeah, no, you may be asset, no, Katie, your bigger son. Museveni, that time, was asked which team he support. The youth asked him, that, what's that guy's name? Yes, I think they asked him, hey, Jaja, what? The guy said, can you imagine? They asked me which team I support, which European team I support. Then he said, Boba Arsenal, what, you know? But I understand that he has a love for what? For Arsenal. Because that's, do you know why? Because Arsenal has guns. The Gunners. What do I mean? Boba White about Gunners. Kati joining a club yaba Esther. Teba na cheba mani kumupira.
Hallelujah.
Okay? Hallelujah. Oria, you have a great future. Amen? Hey, you have a great future. Hallelujah. You have a great future. Please don't forecast evil based on a temporary thing that has happened. Okay? Move a thing, and sometimes nothing has happened. You just start to create your own things, man. Based on movies, based on history, what? If you see the other guy, yeah, it happened, yeah, so why, you know, eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, there's a certain man, if you've been saved for 30 years, if you got saved in senior two, there's a gentleman who, when you speak about faith, okay, you can't but speak or remember him. Okay? And that is the gentleman who authored this book. Glory be to God. Kenneth Hagin. Hallelujah. Okay? His best scripture, I think, in the Bible was Mark 11, 22 to 24. His commission on the earth was God told him, go teach my people faith. Hallelujah. So every time he would speak about faith, okay, he had to read this scripture. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Okay? Mark, today we told him in class. Okay? So, the Bible says, so Jesus answered and said to the people, that what? It's supposed to be in KJV. Okay, so he said, have what? So Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he does what? He saith. Like it's best in what? KJV. Okay? So Jesus said what? Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he does what? Saith. Okay? Verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So you don't believe that you have them when you get them. After you pray, you believe you have them, and you shall do what? Then Jesus one time told him that, notice in this scripture, there's only one mention of prayer. Only one. But how many times does it talk about saying? One time, prayer is talking about once, but three times or more, it's talking about what? Speaking, saying. Glory be to God. So saying is very important. Hallelujah. Okay? Saying is what? Pray and speak right. Speak what you've prayed. Speak what? What you've prayed. Like I already said that back in the day, man, I had faith, man. Back in the day. These days, what we have achieved. We have said, you know, between them. In fact, we're all inside Jawano. Mr. Ball, Yakubia Asen. Okay? These days, I began to tell him that leave our club. When you leave our club, we shall take a trophy. Because of Saja, you know, and that man is seated right behind you. After this man, to feed him a club. That's not why we're not taking one. Hallelujah. Amen. So anyway, speaking is very what? Yes, I was telling you, back in the day, man. Ay, now you know who kids are. When I used to tell people, I'm going to Berkeley. I'm going. Hope against like. Then there was a certain time when I kept quiet a bit. Then a certain friend of mine, an oncologist now, Macho Kuku. Okay? He's a cancer doctor. He told me that, Mose, what happened? These days we no longer hear you saying that you're going to Berkeley. Shishi, mga, to cha yogera. Like it was, but then I was, nyenda. Glory be to God. Amen. One day, you remember the story I told you last week? Like about a job, when I was believing God for a job, he had told me about a job, then what? Then I messed up a certain job by saying yes to a phone call I received. You remember? Then God said, now you see, you messed up that job because you agreed with them when they called you and they told you, well, sorry. Okay, you agreed. Okay, so I said, but then anyway, so later he shows me another job he was going to give me. Then I was like, you know, time passed, you know, pressure, but you know. Then one time, by those days, Narino Kukiriza. Anyway, so one time I had a dream when I was in a bookstore. Okay? I was in a bookstore. You remember, you don't have a job, there's pressure all around you, but for some reason, for you, you're projecting goodness. But people are projecting hell in your life. Okay? So, one time, I get a dream. Joanne. Okay? John is the one who likes my stories. Okay, so I get a dream. I'm in a bookstore, and I find a friend of mine. Remember Eddie Semambo? So I find him there, and I asked him, "What are you looking for?" Then he tells me that I am looking for a book that teaches about faith, believing God. Then I told him that you don't have to get that book. Just look at me. Glory be to God. And the dream did what? Ended. Okay? You know, you can become a book. Like a book for God. And when God wants to speak to someone about something, he references you. Okay? And sometimes God uses you in people's dreams. Okay? To encourage, to basically he uses your picture to encourage someone who's going through a situation in which you are a senior. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I told Eddie in the dream that you don't need that book. Just look at what? At me. Then another time, during that same period, no job, man. No job, pressure. I think that time we even had Utukidu. But interestingly, our needs were supplied. Okay, our needs were what? You see, this is amazing. You see, you can create a thing that didn't exist. You can create luck in your mind or in your home, which luck doesn't exist. You just create it in your head. We are broke, we are broke, we are what? You know, yeah? Now, you understand, but when it didn't exist, when actually you are abundant, it's applied. But sometimes you create it because maybe of what? You project a future that didn't exist. You understand? Sometimes it is just seeing, what if we had more? Then you realize, now, since we don't have that much more, Kati, to the movie. You understand? Like you have one plate of food. You see? And it's enough. Then you just, the thought just enters your head and say, if we had two plates of food. Because Balibari not two plates of food, Bantabade, Fetulinawa, Tuli will be, we are badly off. But are you? You are not. So again, sometimes we create things which don't exist. We want to be like God, isn't it? But then for us, we create evil. Rarely do we create goodness. Hallelujah. Just create what? Now, this generation, I heard there's someone who was telling me years ago, I think it was you, the now truly my generation, Mr. Barlow, abantu kati bayusa, the any young people. I will now, when they meet, what? Buna bogle about farms is our way. Farm, my, you know. They now, so now, you see how you can start the Serena farm? Because all the chaps around you are what? Bogle for farm, you know what? You know, for Christmas, since they, you know what? Bogle farm, you know. Like it's becoming a cool thing, man. Even when there's nothing on the farm, you have to say farm. Now, so you see, actually, now you can be here, everything about your life, God is abundant. What? Supply. Nino tago gamba. The Sina farm. Sina eka, a fort poto. Sina kawa. Omwan. They call it what? Maega aguitachi. Any emwani, whatever. Then you get depressed, man. Do you realize that you're getting depressed over nothing? But I'm serious. Do you realize that you're getting miserable over nothing? There's nothing. But then you now all your life becomes, you see, that's how you become a thug. You start to fleece people. Cool, now you have to do everything you, what? Possible. So at now, ofuna yokachi in some address called farm. Do you understand? Creating, you know, eh? But be very what? God has abandoned, he's supplied you. You see, eh? Now you're here, your baby is just what? Sam and Kelembe. Like a newborn. They know projecting, sitting a farm. At how will my child go to university? This 6 months old. Go and see in a farm. Oh God, for us, what did we, you know? Can you imagine the child is sick? You're going mad over what? Can you imagine? I'm telling you, that's why, yet God is like, you know? Yeah? They were going to, David saying that Bulimwana, Azara, that every child is born with its what? A blessing. Eh? And just be careful. Eh? Okay? Govern your thoughts. Do what? Govern your thoughts. Okay? The Bible says the things you should meditate upon. Now me, I can't. There's no way I can get into that thing of a farm. Juani non sangao at Vine, like as I wait for PM, nganimu moto kanga, I'm there, depressed. You ask me why? My farm, you know. Because how will Eden go to school? How will she go to university? But you still have to be like Abraham, isn't it? The God who raised my body from the dead, isn't it? You know, eh? You reference history, what God has, you know, eh? Done in the past. Hallelujah. You start those things of how we got to the nursery school. You remember that story? How we got to the nursery school, God revealed it to a dream. How, what, how we went to Vine. You know, see, the God who did that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have faith in what? In God. Now, you can't talk about, if you know Kenneth Hagin, you can't talk about Kenneth Hagin without talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Because most of the things Kenneth Hagin used to teach, okay, most of his stories, okay, were filled with when Jesus would visit him in a vision or even live. And it begins to tell him stuff. Hallelujah. You remember, you can't talk about faith without talking about Abraham. And you can't talk about Abraham without talking about Jesus. Isn't it? Now, Kenneth Hagin, the same thing. You couldn't, you know, eh? The girl would begin to tell you how Jesus visited him. The first one I've showed you. Jesus told him that Hebrews 4:16. Told him what this life of Mtunakso Mesa, Jesus. Hey, may we have those experiences. Amen. Glory be to God. Nakso Mesa scripture. Sometimes Jesus would appear to him and he tells him something. Then Hagin will say that I won't believe that until you show me what is written in your word. Okay? Because you see, you shouldn't believe anything which is not in the word. So Hagin will tell Jesus that, show me the word. So Jesus would be like, okay, you want three scriptures, but I'll give you four. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'll give you four. Amen. And so Jesus used to, you should all get this book. Hallelujah. You should all get what? Let me, I don't have time now to read everything I wanted to read for you, but the point was to for us to understand that we can't leave Jesus out of the what? The picture. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For example, he says that one day they were church. So everyone was praying around the front. And I knelt on the platform beside a folding chair near the pulpit. I began to pray in tongues. And I heard a voice say unto me, come up hither. At first I didn't realize that the voice was speaking to me. I thought everybody had it. Come up hither, the voice said again. Then I looked and saw Jesus standing about where the top of the tent would be. And I looked up again, and the tent disappeared. The folding chairs had disappeared. Everything disappeared. Jesus was standing there. I stood in his presence. He was holding a crown in his hands. This crown was so beautiful that human language cannot begin to describe it. Then Jesus said, this is a soul winner's crown. Okay? So Jesus appeared to him and showed him a crown. He said, this is for people who win what? Souls. Hallelujah. Amen? Then after that, they went, you know, like in a vision. Kenneth Hagin went with Jesus to hell. Okay? They went down, they descended to hell. Okay? Then they talked, but one of the things he told him about Nkwanzi was that what? Warn people about this place. Okay? Warn what? People about this place. Then from hell, they ascended on high with Jesus, went to heaven. Okay? Then he saw the throne and the Father seated on the throne. He saw those beings and the rainbow. Very interesting experiences. Okay? Hallelujah. And God wants his people to have those experiences when the Lord visits you, isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay? Again, I saw Jesus standing about where the tent. Yes. Okay? So, as they talked at the throne, he says that, and for the first time, I actually looked into Jesus' eyes. Many times, people ask me, what did his eyes look like? All I can say is that they looked like wells of living love. Glory be to God. Amen? And so they talked some more. Hallelujah. Amen? Then there's a place, there's another experience he had. He says that on the night in 1952, okay, I think he was praying, then immediately I saw Jesus. Okay? Then Jesus says that, I'm going to teach you concerning the devil, demons, and demon possession. Okay? I'm going to teach you, me, Jesus, I'm going to teach you life. Okay? How demons get an entry into a person's life. You remember that story? When he showed him a certain lady who used to be, who was a preacher's wife. Huh? Then one day, the devil came and whispered to her and told her that, you're very beautiful. You have a very nice voice. You would be man, a great in the world. But look at you, you're just wasting your life here. Then she immediately recognized that she's a devil. Eh? Devil yali yali amutandi seko. Uh-huh. So she rebuked the devil in the name of Jesus. Then the devil fled. Then the devil came. Now, Kenneth Hagin is seeing all these things. Jesus is teaching him. Yeah? So he's seeing the story, the woman, yeah? And he knew her. Okay? Then another time, so the devil came back, gave her the same jazz, man. Same what? Jazz projected a great future in the world. Yuri wa no mukanisa, what? Nakasa Jako. But at a certain point, she believed the thought. She also went into that thing of Mazima. Mazima. Life wouldn't be like this if these preacher things. So Hagin, in the vision, standing next to Jesus, he saw that it started like a dot in her mind. Then when she believed the thing, the whole thing spread over what? Her body. Okay? And that's how now the devil got a hold of her. Before you know it, she went and divorced her what? Her husband. So that again, wow. Afuke Miss Uganda. Nangibanjogeleko, you understand? Those things. And she did that. She left what? The man. But interestingly, it began as what? Thoughts. Projecting what? But this future now looked good because it was of the devil. She went for it. Now one time, the husband, or the ex-husband, the pastor, got to learn that she was in town. Serena. In fact, I'm room number, whatever. So, because the pastor didn't want her to end up in hell. Okay? He went to her, what, you know? Just to kumugamba, that what? That is, return to Jesus. You don't have to return to me, but Jesus. Believe and see these things of the world, leave them. So now he went, knocked on the door, Then the woman opened. The moment she saw him, then he began to think of Jesus. She slammed the door in his face with the words of, to hell with that Jesus of yours. Okay? You remember, Kenneth Hagin is with Jesus. So he's seeing all those things. So Hagin asked Jesus, and now, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to pray for her? Then Jesus said, no, don't pray for her. This is interesting because now it turns into what? The story, you know, like I began with, which I didn't know it was coming to this. Jesus says that, no, don't pray for her. He told her that the moment she said that to hell with that Jesus of yours, it was done. Okay? She has fallen beyond what? Repentance. Then he said that she knew all these things. She was mature in the Lord. So Hagin said, no, don't pray for her. Jesus said, don't pray. I've just been trying to show you how the devil gets entry into people's what? Lives. Glory be to God. So you see how he just began with those what? The enemy just was throwing a car thought. You'd be great. But because of the man you're married to, Muria or just Mukanisa, you're just there in the church. Okay. Like I remembered one time. No, was it? Was it me? Anyway, glory be to God. There's a story I've forgotten. When I remember it another day, so with Jesus, what? We'll teach Hagin about, you know, this faith man. Okay, most of these things, he got to know them by what? Jesus visiting him. Glory be to God. Like John said on Thursday that this whole thing, it's all about what? Jesus. Another time, Jesus appears to him. You forgive me, okay? Another time, Jesus appears to him and tells him that, I have come to answer your prayer. Glory be to God. What was the prayer? Okay? The wife had a goiter. Okay? And Can you think in anyway? So, you know, so he had prayed about it, you know, and just say, I have come to answer your prayer. Then he tells him that, go, okay, let your wife be operated on. Hallelujah. Because they had feared to go for an operation. Because back then, it was a dangerous what? Like operation, you would die. So Jesus said, I have come to do what? Answer your prayer. So now you think I've come okumuonya. But God said, no. I've come to answer. How am I going to answer? Let her go and have an operation. So God has no issues with modern medicine. Mulide. Hallelujah. Abalokole mulide. Okay? So Jesus comes. You think, kachage no kola. Nagamba, I've come to answer your prayer. Gende wa doctor Flora. Hai, akwe dagala. Omile. Butali mile ugenda kufas. Sigenda ukukuonya, supernaturally. Hey, you die. So go and get the medicine. Hallelujah. Faith in Jesus, isn't it? Okay. Another time. You see, we have talked about Jesus, isn't it? Tetuin da kwano, jubilee your car, Unemujamu Jesus. Okay? Jesus here, he had a jubilee. So, twino kumogelakwa, isn't it? Hallelujah. Okay? So, one time he's somewhere. Then, what happened? And Jesus again appeared to him. And, you know, and so on and so on. Glory be to God. Faith and Jesus, isn't it? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, isn't it? Amen? Glory be to God. So have faith in God. Okay? Have what? Have faith in God. Hallelujah. And our faith should be Jesus-centered. Glory be to God. Today I've said many, many things. Okay? But I can see the takeaway which I didn't see coming. One of the takeaways is that stay away from Mumboni. He died beyond repentance. Yamala. Yakolaji. Wamala yamala. Just pray for people. Now like that guy who does for us sound. From the last I knew, he has refused to leave. What? Mbonye. One time Zendali Umugani Okuja Namba to Kriza Chua Muntu again the Wambonye Okutu Zanila what? Music. But I realized God was like, Umuleke. Hallelujah. And before he moved out, he had received the dose. Hallelujah. And thank God it came from what? Someone known to me this time. But Moses Tiger Ambonye. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But the greatest thing we have achieved is that we have talked about Jesus. And Jesus wants to appear to us, isn't it? He wants also to appear to us. Hallelujah. He wants to visit us. Glory be to God. If he visited Hagin, why not us? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.